Throughout this presentation, viewer discretion is advised. We will be showing some clips which are not appropriate for children. There are some clips that show scenes of violence and horror.
Weapons of mass deception.
This is a sparring program, similar to the programmed reality of the Matrix.
It has the same basic rules, rules like gravity. What you must learn is that these rules are no different than the rules of a computer system. Some of them can be bent, others can be broken.
Research suggests that the dramatic increase in interpersonal violence in the past century has occurred at the same time as other dramatic changes in lifestyles. Among the most notable of these for child development has been the introduction of the mass visual media into children's everyday life.
Many times, parents who are conscientious about the type of media they allow their children to view, they are a little bit lenient, or very lenient, when it comes to violence and horror.
Even though evidence is steadily accumulating that prolonged exposure to violent TV programming during childhood is associated with subsequent aggression.
I hear about young children, for example, daring each other, and they say that, why don't you watch this movie? They get together, for example, for a sleepover, and they get a movie which is very violent or has horror, and just to have a laugh and scare themselves, they watch this movie.
Say what again?
But we need to take a closer look and see what sort of effect this has on our children.
Just a bit of harmless fun? Well, statistics have shown that third graders who preferred violent TV programs were rated more aggressive in school by peers.
Think you're pretty funny, don't you, freak?
Another example is Call of Duty. It's one of the most popular video games that's played by children, especially boys. We know people who would even skip school to line up just so they can be the first in line to be able to purchase this video game.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
needed it. We needed to get it as soon as it came out.
Games is just a really it's just a growing market right now. It's just getting bigger and more exciting.
Have we looked and seen what sort of messages these have for our children?
The advent of video games in particular raised new questions about the potential impact of media violence, since the video game player is an active participant rather than merely a viewer. In other words, you're in control of the violence now.
Your simulation days are over, Trooper. This is a real battle.
Here you can see what sort of violence can be found in a video game that many children play. Right, what kind of people are they killing? Innocent people who happen to be boarding a flight. Now, this is the type of terrorism that, unfortunately, in the real world, we're exposed to, we hear about. We can see here that type of terrorist mindset somehow is encouraged even in the video games that children are playing. Now, this is something which is unacceptable.
And you might think that, well, it doesn't affect me or my children in that way. As long as our surrounding environment is peaceful, violence in the media doesn't matter. Or does it?
Feast your eyes on this, Lara. How does that make your wallet rumble?
I'm sorry. I only play for sport.
Dr. Huseman argues that exposure to violence in television, movies, video games, cell phones, and on the internet increases the risk of violent behavior on the viewer's part.
Scorpion wins.
Just as growing up in an environment filled with real violence increases the risk of them behaving violently.
Casualties continue to mount over the long years I have struggled.
Now, We don't want to live in a cave. There is violence in this world. There are people who do kill each other unjustly.
We wasn't causing any harm to nobody. We had no weapons on us at all.
Johnson says they keep walking. Then the officer confronts the boys. Moments later, shots ring out. The Ferguson police officer fires his gun.
We know that there's been much violence that has taken place to the family of the Prophet. And we have horrific examples of children being slaughtered on the battlefield, for example, innocent children for no crime other than being thirsty on the day of Ashura. We don't want to shy away from exposing our children to violence, but there's one time where you talk about violence as a reality and you teach children why that happens and why it's something which is bad. That's another time when you expose it in the form of entertainment. And it's seen as something which is positive, part of a great game that we're trying to play, and you don't give children the perspective on how this is something which is negative and needs to be avoided.
Do you believe that my being stronger or faster has anything to do with my muscles in this place?
This is another clip now from Call of Duty. Take a look and see what you think about the violence in this clip. Now, what kind of effect will this sort of thing have on our children if they're being exposed to it regularly? Many children play video games on a daily basis, many times for, say, 2 hours or 3 hours a day.
A Pew Research Center survey in 2008 found that half of all teens reported playing a video game yesterday, and those who played every day typically did so for an hour or more.
What we do isn't always just informed by what we think. A lot of times it's guided by what we feel. It's guided by our heart. Now, what is it that determines what our heart feels? Imam Ali Aslam says it's what we watch.
Which is startling considering that 97% of adolescents aged 12 to 17 play video games on a computer or on consoles such as the Wii, PlayStation, and Xbox, or on portable devices such as Game Boy, smartphones, and tablets.
Some of the ulama have explained this hadith to say that everything that we see, everything that we're exposed to visually, it doesn't just come and go from the screen and that's it. No, there's a place where it's recorded, which is our heart. And all those images and the messages associated with them, the ideologies that are associated with them, they gather together and they form a book which comprises our heart.
I know what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to free your mind.
Wherever you are.